she said. Ooh. In the middle.
Whoa.
In her mouth.
Ooh.
I never pull out.
Gag, bitch!
Never pull out. Team, keep it in.
Alright, how the fuck do we record?
Press the button on the back of it, bro.
OG. We are motherfucking live.
Listen, full disclosure for the audio listeners. Me and Bubba, we fancy. We be having remote controls for our cameras and shit. And I just be like, fuck them remotes. But we'll be like, no, fuck that. I want to use the motherfucking remote, bitch.
Man, click it a ticket.
Yo. Yo. You already know what it is. It's your girl, DJ Exclusive. And that right there.
It is your boy, Bubba.
And like, this is.
Nothing Podcast.
I'm trying to teach Bubba how to be a good sound engineer. And Bubba's making rookie mistakes. That's why I don't judge Bubba for his rookie mistakes.
Listen. All I know is plugging.
Well, unfortunately, when you have a whole 4K camcorder, sir, with a studio condenser mic attached to it, you have to turn on the microphone, sir.
I just assumed everything was plugged the fuck in and turned the fucking on.
All I want to do is... Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And I ain't talking about the show.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, hell no. No, no, no.
Oh my god! This is your girl, DJ Exclusive.
This is your boy, Ciroc Jones, aka. I don't got time for this shit. I ain't doing it this week. This week.
This is the Nothing Podcast, and this is episode
12. We figured it out this time.
Yeah, last time. Y'all lucky I got to miss Bubba trying to say this is episode. 3. 12.
I'm sticking to my theory.
You know what? I ain't even gonna hold y'all. The remix might actually be funnier because Bubba usually comes in hot. He ain't come in hot today.
Not today at all.
He came in all melancholy.
I know. I think that's because I ain't doing no hard. Like, I am really, like, chill and mellow.
That's why he didn't want to do his AKAs, because he doesn't feel like Sir Remy today, because he doesn't have his Remy, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't have Remy.
He doesn't have his Remy, and that is by choice.
That is by choice. I am not Sir Remy Martin today.
He says he wants to try to pod sober.
Semi-sober.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my god. Stop fucking lying.
I mean,
Bubba, the truth is, Bubba just don't want to pass out. Bubba don't feel like being hungry and sleepy. Bubba's going to drink his Remy after he's finished working. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening here. Sober in 20 years. Like, for, we gotta remember, Wayne said, I'm so high I could eat a star. A star.
I wanna see that. I would pay for somebody to eat a star.
You do know that stars are burning balls of gas, right?
I do know that. The biggest star of them all is the sun.
Yo, shout out to us. If you in our group, then you've seen that picture of Wayne that I just posted. By the looks of him, he did just eat a star.
That loud pack, you gotta shoot the red one. Nigga too big for the mousetrap. Shoot at me and I'ma smile back. And then I'll pow back, flip you over like a kayak. Bitches combat.
That nigga's so nasty. Was you outside, Bubba?
Hocus pocus, niggas see them pipes coming out at night. Niggas acting crazy, we don't really fight. Hit back with them hammers, watch out for the cameras.
Don't leave
niggas are cartoons. Go poke with you slammers. I ain't got no time. I ain't going to crime. Why you talking to me? I ain't dropping no dime. Sitting back in my shirt.
I'm not one of these.
I'm on my back.
ASAP for Lucas. I'll bring the dog back.
LOS
is here. ASAP team.
We back up in here.
Oh
my
God.
Well,
ASAP Defense is actually a Swiss song. But ASAP's on it. And you know, remember that movie Limitless, where the dude would take that pill or whatever, he could do whatever he wanted?
Right.
It's like that movie, the song was on the soundtrack. Right. That movie was actually good. White actors, I don't know.
Let's
go.
I'll tell you walking down on Melrose. You look like an angel straight out of heaven, girl. I was blown away by your sexiness. You look like a catch up to you and slow down. I just want to get to know you, but don't turn around. Right above your navel, your belly button's pierced too, just like I like it, girl.
Bubba always fucking up the words.
I had the first verse. That's all I needed. And then the chorus.
No, it's more now. I'm gonna get to know you. It's good to me.
Really, nigga?
Never seen anything so lovely.
You got me fucked up.
Now bless me with the beauty. Slow down. That riff was different, you guys. So
I would do the ad-libs like a motherfucker.
So we in the building. Bubba had an interesting conversation for y'all today.
Yeah, I want to discuss hip-hop and the genders of it. Actually running it.
Who run it? Who run it?
Me, as a man, I personally want to give it up to the women. I feel like the women
are
running.
Don't be trying to come on my side of the fence, bro. You gotta argue for the niggas. Nobody else is gonna argue for them.
I'm gonna argue for them for a little bit, but I do have to give my black queens their flowers. And I feel like the queens is running hip hop right now.
Hey, what's good? This your boy Bubba, aka Ciroc Jones. You are now tuned into the Nothing Podcast.
High five. That was really safe of Bubba to say. He don't want to get canceled by PETA for that fur coat in his car that he gonna kill y'all with later. Just check, y'all gonna see Bubba on his play of ball shit.
Shit, I wish I had a motherfucking fur.
He does.
Man, how many squirrels must die for me to look fly? Bitch, I wanna know.
Wait, first of all,
not you.
I fucking love squirrels. I love squirrels. That's my favorite.
That's a favorite. That's the famous Dave Chappelle line from.
That's why I can't be fucking with Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle out here killing the squirrels, bro.
How many squirrels must die for you to look fly? I loved it. That's when Dave Chappelle was funny. I was never a big fan of Dave Chappelle, but when he did when he was doing those parody shit. Shout out to Charlie Murphy. May he rest in peace, because that's when Charlie Murphy was writing.
Yo, shout out to everybody that fuck with us.
Shout out to y'all, too.
We on a never-ending chase to get to those 1,000 likes on Facebook. So thank y'all, anybody that shared a post or shared a comment, liked the post or anything like that. We hit 47 new likes this week, so... to y'all.
Congrats. Thank you. Keep it up. And tell a friend to tell a friend.
To purchase some merch.
That. To tell a friend to tell another friend.
Buy black.
Alright. And to tell another friend to tell another friend.
It's nothing.
Always.
Holla. And also, shout out to Black Alien. You already know. Copy some art.
Yes.
Fuck with her. She's a black owned business in herself. She just be pulling up and pulling out art out the trunk of her car and just like, yo, buy this painting and shit.
Yeah. We can't get out of the way, but you can see it in the background. It's really some dope art. Go follow her.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't want her, y'all to be giving her credit for all of this. She just did these. I call him Michael B. Jordan. If y'all can't see him, oh well. Shout out to Ashley. She got a whole website where you can see her art. And I believe she got some shit on sale. So check her out. Shout out to El Plaga. He'll get you right.
Yes. Shout out to El Plaga. We fuck with you hard, buddy.
Yes, El Plaga, that dope or die brand. We under the umbrella with the Nothing Podcast merch. So cop that Nothing merch. Purch some merch.
Purch some merch.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell her sister.
To buy black. Father,
to tell her father, sister.
To buy black.
And we buying black.
Always buy black.
Always.
Yo, shout out to
I mean,
black.
I got Nautica right now. Excuse that.
He stole it. My he bought that shit up off a booster. He ain't purchased that merch.
I definitely didn't. This was not perch merch.
Where you get that hat from, Bubba? What white man you beat up and take his golf hat?
I didn't beat nobody up for it. It was stolen property. It was stolen 3 times, actually. You know, anything with me that's stolen, it's stolen many times over before I get to it.
And listen, for anybody listening to us on the audio, right? I want y'all to know Bubba's sitting here wearing a navy blue Nautica dad hat that looks like the same hat that Tiger Woods won the Masters in.
And I love my dad hat. What are you talking about? I could adjust it. It's fitting just how it needs to fit.
You got any more shout outs before we roll into our pod? Because I just, you know me, I always got to shout out me because I'm the greatest. But now, shout out to me. Go get that Just Blaze versus Kanye West. Shit's fire.
No, I got nobody shout out this week. Everybody else is sucking some dick and die. Wow, I care. Not our listeners, because I love y'all, but if you ain't fucking with us this week, sucking some dick and die.
Hey, yo, shout out to shorty named Tiff. She's from Brooklyn, right? I be talking to her a little bit low-key. And shorty just really liked, like, every single thing on the Nothing Podcast page. So shout out to you for that. That was some real love right there. I appreciate that. Like, I gotta show love. Like, I think she liked even, like, the first post on the page, my nigga.
Okay, shout out to you, Tiff. But somebody else did that, and I didn't feel like...
Yeah, because that was...
I didn't, yeah, that...
Because they didn't even have no avatar.
Yeah, whoever did that, like, I don't feel like that was real love. I felt like that was a thirst trap that you was trying to get. Like, I don't know who you was trying to get at, me or Mo, but...
Nah, you weren't trying to get at me without no damn profile picture.
I don't know who the fuck you was, but nah. I mean, we appreciate the likes because it got other people engaged into it, but I didn't appreciate the likes because it was kind
of
creepy.
Yeah, it was a little weird. So if you're going to like a bunch of stuff on our page, we do. But, you know, leave a comment or do something. Because yeah. When you just go down, like with Shorty I just mentioned, I know. I'm literally talking to her on the phone. I didn't know that she had liked all of that shit. Because she's literally asking me questions like, oh, why is Candy having a surrogate? I'm not putting it together.
Right.
So I know that she's like literally reading this shit. So it's different from like some weirdo person with no avatar and you don't even got no pictures on your page just liking
you
shit.
You literally just liked every single thing. And we at what? We over 100 and something posts now. So it's just like you literally just liking a lot of shit.
Yeah,
like,
you was scrolling, dude.
Yeah.
That's a little strange.
Yeah, but... I guess let's get into the show because I ain't got no shout out.
Speaking of the show, right? Lil Boosie, right? He came out with an album. I didn't even listen to it. I can't find myself pressing play on that shit.
He came out, wait, this year?
Yeah.
And yeah, no. Because
and you
I remember,
know what's crazy?
No, I remember a couple months ago, wasn't it, where he went live and he was basically like mad that...
Not even that one.
Oh, he came out with a new album?
Yes. And you know what's crazy, Bubba? One of my favorite producers produced it, Zaytoven.
That's disrespectful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't find myself pressing play on this. Like, Boosie here, Badass Zay, that's what they called it.
But I mean, like, you didn't learn your lesson the last motherfucking time. Like, you literally went on live and said 113 people liked your fucking, like, purchased your album. My nigga, that is our, you talking to us.
For real.
You talking to our audience. Cause
like, for real.
Our audience is the one that purchased your album.
Yeah, for real, because our audience is, like, we average, like, 100 and, at this point, like, 150 views on when we air the video. Which, by the way, do remember we are going to start airing that video on Wednesdays, not Tuesday.
Yeah,
I need a little bit more time to give you better footage. I feel like if I had a little bit more time to sit with the footage, I could make the shows look a little bit better. So I do appreciate your patience. And I also want y'all to actually stream it. So yeah, get on Spotify, get on Google Play, get on Apple Speaker, Cast Out. I don't know why iHeartRadio's still pending, but when they decide to stop pending, it'll be there too.
But at this point, I mean, we've named enough platforms for you to listen to it that I don't feel like you need iHeart Music.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I can't tell another nigga what another.
We can't tell you. We appreciate it, however the fuck you listen to it, but there is always alternate solutions.
And I'm realizing that y'all have attention spans as of a rodent. So I'm going to try something different this week as well. I'm not going to talk about it on camera because I didn't talk about it with Bubba yet. It just came to my mind. But I'm pretty sure Bubba's going to agree with it because it's going to keep y'all more engaged in the video. Because I think the problem is y'all used to watching these 5-minute videos. As you see a video that's 2 hours and you're just like deterred. So I'm going to do something with the footage to keep y'all more engaged in the video aspect of the pod.
Yes.
Now, also, podcasting is new. I don't think people that realize that we're supposed to talk.
Right. I don't think they realize, like, it's all talk. Like, you're lucky that we're doing music. Like,
for real.
Because most podcasts have no music. Like, you may get a drop like this. But most podcasts is just straight talking, like, ain't no interruptions. Like, maybe the ones that are really sponsored, like, may have, like, a moment where they break off and do advertising. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, podcasting is just literally you listening, like, straight talking.
So when people ask me, like, oh, why is it so long, da 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 da, like, I do try to be mindful of the time. I try not to give y'all 3-hour pods. I try not to go over a certain amount of time. But most of the time, I be feeling like, I'm going to do me. And, like, you're supposed to, like, you don't have to listen to it all in one setting if you can't. But anyway, moving on. Boozy album, right? I ain't listened to one song on this. It's 13 songs on this album.
Are you about to play any of them?
I was going to ask you to, which one do you think stands out? I'm looking at this one that says Church on Monday.
Real niggas. But honestly, I really have no interest into listening to it. Do we really have to?
We just want to see because we're arguing on this episode is Battle of the Sexes per se.
Yes. Okay.
Who do we think submits to the culture more musically? Because I already gonna say it's men. The industry is 85% men in the front office and the back office. So to say who's more in the business wouldn't be fair to women. But when you bust down like the music sonically and content wise, are you more satisfied with female music or do you prefer male music? And we can't factor out their songwriting part.
Well, then the songwriting part takes a different element into my thought because right now, like I said, I'm giving shout outs to the queens right now of hip hop.
But that's still the Me Too. When I say that, the Me Too, because there's a lot of female songwriters that you'll never know. Like, there's a lot of these big stars, their whole writing team is a bunch of chicks. Or like Carrie Hilson.
Well, I know, as far as the R&B wave, like, I know there are women, like, you said Carrie Hilson, Candy, Missy, like,
exactly.
So it's like,
but then there's Neo and then the Dream
and
Jamie Foxx. So it's like give or take.
Right. So I'm not talking about actual writing. I'm talking about as far as like the music and what's being put out and the content that's being put out and what's bumping and what's real and not even what's real, but what resonates to me and other people. I feel like the women is running it right now.
I not only agree with you about right now, I feel like the only era that men really were dominant was like that Motown era. And even then, maybe my mom and my aunts who are a little bit older than me, that are a little bit more privy, they could probably argue more women they'll probably say, well, no, you had Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin. And but I feel like in that era, it was all about that three man, that, you know what I'm saying? That Boys to Men type quartet.
Yeah, because you had the, because you always had like the Temptations, the OJs, like,
there's a lot. They had all types of names. All, like,
and women to this day, like back, even back then, like they really fighting, literally fighting each other to stand out. And
yeah, it couldn't, like, there was apparently a problem when they named the group Diana Ross and the Pips, or Gladys Knight and the Pips, whatever the fuck it was, or when when they put Diana Ross in the front of the Supremes, that was like a problem. But then when you fast forward to the future, like our era, they don't do it sneaky no more. The lead singer just pop out and go solo. Like, SWV. Who's the lead singer at SWV?
Coco.
Did they ever say Coco at SWV? No, they just kept the SWV, but then Coco went solo. Right. Like, but her album flopped, though. That's another child. Thing.
Beyonce, clearly, you knew Beyonce was the lead vocalist. Like, she was the leader.
But you know what? Beyonce is probably, if I really sit here and think about it, beyond Raphael Sadiq on the men's side, Beyonce is one of the few that was in a group that went solo and was more successful solo than she was in a group. A lot of people go solo and then their solo endeavors don't do nearly nothing compared to what they would have done in the group.
I'm trying to think.
And I know you're not a Beyonce fan, but arguably she gets better with time.
I guess. What's his name? Whitney husband.
Bobby.
He did it.
But he wasn't able to do it again. Bobby.
Yeah, no, he wasn't
now,
able to do it again.
Now, some Bobby Brown fans might argue with me on this, and I'll accept your argument. I personally feel like Bobby Brown's first album was a wave. Like, you know how shit be popular at a certain time? Bobby got with the right producers at the right time, and he made a good project. But he's not a singer.
He was not, because he was never really that powerful of a singer in New Edition.
And I don't
think
honestly,
that as he got older, like, I felt like his vocals, like, dropped. Like, it went bad.
He's Chris Brown. Bobby Brown was that era's Chris Brown to me. Like, they just wasn't making that type of music.
I disagree, because I still feel like Chris Brown can still hold a note and can still sing.
Well, I agree with it on that aspect, but I mean, like, the type of music that he was trying to make, like, the lane he was trying to be in, and the type of image that he could have had. Like, if it was, I feel like it's Chris Brown, just like in the 80s. Like, the problematic, the drugs, but you could perform your ass off. Mm-hmm. Like, people love you. It's like pretty much the same now. Sonically, musically, yes, Chris Brown is a better artist than Bobby Brown was. But Chris Brown, per se, has Bobby Brown's blueprint. He's this generation's Bobby Brown. To me, at least.
But I still feel like he has the hand of Michael Jackson in him. Like,
well, the Michael Jackson part is the dancing and the fact that Chris Brown's mother and Chris Brown himself will tell you he was heavily influenced by Michael Jackson.
I see MJ all in up and down Chris Brown as far as, like, his performance.
Yeah.
And he was just here. I was so mad I couldn't be able to go to his concert because I wanted to see Chris Brown perform. I saw him perform, like, when he first came out. This is when he was, like, 16, 17.
So would you say you're a Chris Brown fan?
I am.
So how do you feel about him adding 10 more songs to Indigo?
I'm not a fan of that. No.
How do you feel about that? Because I still haven't, like, if I'm being 100%, I haven't completed Indigo.
Listen, what was the first, I didn't even listen, the first album that he did, the 1,500 songs on it, I didn't finish that one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Damn, what was the name? I know most of the songs because every fucking song became a fucking single.
Like,
but
Indigo has 32 songs, so that means 10 more would make it 42.
Yeah. My brother, last week my brother went to Costa Rica, and I'm dropping him off at the airport. And so we're listening to music. So he was like, oh, play some of these songs from Chris Brown album. I said, listen, nigga, I don't know what... I said, you're going to have to play it because I don't know what songs you want to hear because it was too... I don't have the time capacity to listen to 15,000 songs.
This one was hard. Joyner Lucas out here spitting too. Y'all gotta pay him a little bit more.
I want to spend that bitch with 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 on me. I don't usually do this. I ain't really with the stunner, homie. But I gotta do it, cause tonight she might have busted on me. She gon' get to touching on me. I put all my money on it, cause she know you working with some ass shit.
Associating everybody, like, too many people in the same boat, like.
And not only that, he had like hella features, and we all know what song sold Indigo.
Oh yeah,
No Guidance sold the hell out of Indigo. What other songs do people love on here?
Listen, I'm about to, hey. I got a couple songs on my phone.
Trips is Undecided. Where he did the Shanice
joint. Indigo, I got Heat and No Guidance.
Yeah, Heat is the, is that the grinding tempo?
Huh?
I think that's the one with the grinding tempo in it.
No, that's the Soul shit with Gunna.
Oh. Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, I think Sorry Enough is the one with the grinding sample. Yeah, that's my shit. That's my favorite song on there. He said the girl is in heat. That's my favorite song on that on Indigo, actually, that I've heard. This song, I'm trying to like it, but it's hard. It's weird.
I think this is one of the songs that I'm
really good. It's your boy Bubba, aka Survivor. You are now tuned into the Nothing Hard.
Cause it got that grinding sample. Shit is so fucking hard, but
I think you played this on the pod.
I don't like how it bops though. It's like if you listen to it long enough, it grows on you. It's one of those songs.
I don't know, like, whatever that, it's not auto-tune, but it's something like he's tweaking his voice to it, and it's.
Oh, so you don't like the vocoder?
Yeah, I'm not liking the vocals to it, so it's like I'm not fucking with it. No.
How do you feel about like Teyana Taylor being compared to Chris Brown? I see that.
I see that wholeheartedly. I totally agree. I love seeing Teyana Taylor perform, and her body. Oh my God!
Now
that's just my
personal hot take. No one's ever said that.
Yeah.
So give me my props.
What's goody? It's your girl DJ Exclusive, aka Moef Daddy.
You're comparing Teyana Taylor to Chris Brown?
Yes. I'm standing on that ledge. The reason that I say that is because not only the dancing, but I feel like vocally they similar. If not, if I would probably say Teyana Taylor could sing a little better than him.
You want some real shit? I ain't gonna hold you. That song that they got together, Do Not Disturb, that is my favorite, all-time favorite song by Teyana Taylor. I don't know if you ever heard it off that 7 album.
Yeah.
Yo, that album was so fucking dope, and that was so underrated. Like, Teyana Taylor don't get enough credit for her ability, and she can really fucking sing. Like, nobody really gives her props. This female, this queen can sing her ass off.
And her body is, and like, a lot of people, when you're talking about a female and her body, you're thinking about her titties, her ass, but it's like her whole body overall. Yo. She's toned.
Yo.
Like, I'm fat as fuck, so you know I appreciate,
Yo, her fucking body, her six-pack is better than fucking mine. Are you fucking kidding me?
Bubba, you ain't got no six-pack.
I don't have a six-pack, so let's talk about it. For to say a female got a fucking six pack, and I don't, that has much to say. And it's not like it's not like the brolic, like how them bodybuilder shits. It's like, no. Like how Janet Jackson was back in her prime. Like when she was fit and talking like Janet had body.
Really, nigga?
On some real shit. Her body. That's a bad. Ooh, that's a bad. That
I remember true. Growing up, they used to have those t-shirts. They used to say, put me on a planet, damn it, where all the girls look like Janet. If I might be showing my age. Then it was like some Janet Jackson merch, but that shit used to kill me every time.
Because so many people, like, a lot of people forget when Janet had that body, like, and she was showing that six-pack off, like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And Teyana Taylor, where she kind of edges Chris Brown out, she got a perfect image.
Yeah, that too.
She got a perfect
Everybody
image.
Everybody loves Teyana.
Even one time, Joe Budden, shout out to Joe Budden, I know I'm a Joe Budden stan, he was on his podcast talking about he met with Teyana. I think she was on the pull-up once. And he met with her, and she was like with her whole family. She was in regular mode, like she was being her regular self. And then they were going to eat, and as soon as she jumped out the limo, a fan popped out, and she immediately turned into Teyana Taylor, the artist, and taking pictures, and just like that, like no getting ready, no take pictures later. I'm with my family, none of that. So to me, that matters. And I've met her mother before. Her mother came to my old booth that I used to own. Like, her family is legit cool. Like, I fuck with her. And I also fuck with Chris Brown. Like, you see his documentary?
No, I didn't see his documentary, but I would love to see it.
His documentary, I think, it might actually be on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix now. It's the one where he finally spoke about what happened.
Oh, no, but yeah, I seen that.
Now, not for nothing, people, this might be unpopular opinion, but when I watched it and I heard him speak on him and Rihanna's situation, I'm not going to say that he was right for it, but the way he told the story and the fact that Rihanna never came out and said that he was lying about his version of the story, I'm not saying a man should hit a woman, but in situations like that, it's happened. And it's probably happened in a lot of y'all that's listening household.
Right. And to speak on that, like, when the whole news broke, originally, years ago, I was like, Chris Brown never responded. I knew, like, there was a backstory. And he's a tourist, like myself. So I know us, like, we're the coolest assholes you won't ever meet. Like, we don't try to be confrontational, but we're not going to let you do. It's only a certain amount of time before we react.
I have
and when
to
we react,
reach out at you, yeah.
Yeah, and when we react, it's very extreme. And it's like, oh shit, like now, and then y'all looking at us like we're crazy.
Yo, shout out to me and Bubba. We started our group community. So if you on Facebook and you're listening to this, please join our group. Everything Lit.
Everything Lit.
A group about nothing.
A group about nothing.
And our, you're so silly. In our group, I posted some information about Kanye West. I don't know what's happening with the album. I've been checking for it. It's not there. Some news came out that he's going to do a partnership with IMAX. So it's going to be like a movie, which I'm assuming is going to be the documentary process of how Sunday Service came to be. Bubba done canceled Kanye.
I've been, like, and I was rooting. Like, I was anticipating the album, but at this point, I'm over it. Like,
how you going to be over an album that didn't come out?
Because I really wasn't hyped for it to begin with. Because I canceled Kanye, just like you fucking said. I canceled the nigga.
I don't know why he wants to keep on canceling Kanye. Like, I don't understand.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Now you playing with me. Like, we done heard mad songs. We done unearthed that Brandy done got a new song out. Niggas ain't even... Did you know Brandy got a new song out? And if
nobody
you did...
Nobody cares.
If you know about Brandy's new song,
hashtag nobody cares.
Let me know what you think about it.
Hashtag,
did you hear it?
Hashtag no.
Wow.
Hashtag me and Bubba both be posting, and Bubba posted that. Hashtag I didn't even listen. Hashtag gave no fucks.
Please listen to it. Please. Please.
Is
please.
It fire?
No.
So
but
what?
Listen to it. Listen to it.
Please, let's laugh. Let's laugh.
Yo.
Let's laugh. We gotta listen to it. I wanna listen to it.
Yo. Yo, Bubba's tired of being on the ledge.
I'm giving y'all queens y'all flowers, but y'all gotta take an L for this one.
Alright. Copy. High five. Copy. While I'm doing that, go ahead and give us a little bit of information how you feel about the DaBaby album. Since we about to take a L, go ahead and line yours right on up.
Oh my God. I can do his flow. Like, everything was the same. Like, the only time he really tried to switch it up, honestly, was with That's Not With Nicki. And he really did switch up his flow. And then one other song he said, oh, y'all know y'all waiting for me to switch up the flow. And then you didn't switch up the flow.
Wait, he said that?
Yes.
All right, truth time listeners. I haven't listened to DaBaby's album
and
yet.
It's right in the beginning of the song. I was listening to it on my way
here.
I was so fucking mad. And I want to say it's on Bop.
I just had that shit. Hold on, let me go ahead and grab that up.
Because that shit, I was like, yeah, are you... That was a really nigga moment. Like a really nigga.
Really nigga.
There you go.
Switch up the flow. And then you just switch up the flow. Nigga.
Alright.
But I do give it to him. His intro was hard. I do like his intro.
Yeah, is that the best song on the album?
I feel like that was the best song on his album, was his intro.
Alright, so Freedom Rings.
Can't fly when the world says anger down. No joy till the camera flashed. No smile till the camera asked. They love it when your demons hang around. They hang around.
It was good. This should be Bubba, aka Sirach Jones. You are not tuned into the podcast.
Space to breathe. Air is running out.
That be hard.
I can hear the clouds.
It reminds me of No Church in a While.
I wouldn't be surprised if this makes a soundtrack to the Harriet Tubman movie.
You got me fucked up.
Now, I can say this part is starting to sound a little bit of Hallelujah-ish. It's doing too much now, but the beginning was all right.
This is why I said this is real massive-ish. And I love Brandy. Love Monica better.
Nah, Brandy, you gotta relax. You gotta relax.
Oh my God. Oh. Told you. I told you.
She had to relax.
She started off like, okay. And then yeah, she hits you with the Hallelujah, Amen.
Alright, so I think DaBaby out here playing streaming games.
Why?
Because he only... First of all, these are just projections, but he only projecting 7K physicals. But he's supposed to do 150K in a week off streaming. I mean, his album don't... From what I'm reading from Real Certified Hip Hop Heads, his album ain't all that.
Whoa. As I'm looking at, when I looked at my playlist for his album, like, it got a lot of, his first four songs got a lot of streams. So, I guess his first four songs are, like, the best songs.
On the album? Mm-hmm. Let's see. See, my problem with DaBaby is similar to what you were saying earlier. It's like, he won't change his flow up, he won't change his cadence.
Yeah, no, everything is the same. So, it's just like one long ass album like everybody else is saying, and I don't want to repeat everybody else because I don't, but I agree with how everybody else feels. Actually, I think this is
the
song
where they
switch the beat up. Or switch
the
slow up.
I mean, they're like,
here's
him, baby on baby drop.
Ever since, baby on baby drop.
Ain't nobody drop shit.
Let's go. Ha. I needed some shit with some bop in it. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watch the swerving. That whip had a cop in it. My bitch got good pussy. Fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli. I did it in the jelly. I'm still with the shits. I'm a hot nigga. Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas.
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga.
Yeah, his flow is the same always.
Couple meal on my plate, let's eat. I'm invested in real estate. I just went and gave my mama a honey. Probably won't hit me over, my mom bless you real. They say they want some of that raw shit. Turn it up, I'ma sit in the car. Turn me up. If you turn up,
yo, it literally sounds like the same.
You know I'm a motherfucking star, bitch. I know you ain't from where I'm from, cause you know you can't go leave your gun in the car, bitch.
I'm just...
Let's go.
I'm on a baby heel.
Hill. SDD play with fire, I'm a buzz on. Back to back, scat pack, doing
shoulder.
I'm starting to know.
You know
what I'm on. She eat up the two bars, come on. Ice cream. You know what designer with Nike. Smiling, I show off my dimples. I'm ice.
Tease.
Somebody come give me a challenge. Excite, come on. Nigga better.
Somebody come give me a challenge. Excite. Change your flow.
I don't want to clash.
This song's called iPhone?
That's what I'm saying.
The baby. At least he don't go why the baby no more. The baby why
iPhone. Tell my bitch I love you. That was
yeah. Nah, I'm all set. I'm all set. Well, I guess like I said earlier, Young MA won that battle.
Sure did.
You checked out her album?
Sure did.
Fire on top of fire.
I actually downloaded a couple songs.
Which is your favorite?
No, I like the intro.
No Mercy?
I think DaBaby and Young M.A. both came hard with their intros.
Hey, it was good. This your boy Bubba, like, and
I get both of them
drum.
Credit for
you
their
are now
intros
tuned into
they
the Nothing Podcast.
Let's see this right here.
But I think my favorite song between that one, I want to also say Smooth Criminal. That's a club banger.
About this. Oh, I'm sorry. This one. My bad.
Yeah, she fire. Brown skin. Pretty brown eyes, slim waist, but her hips kinda wide, thick thighs. She about 5'5 or about 5'6. Pretty tits and high legs crossed when she sit. Hair was hanging by the inch, then she cut it off. Eyebrows on fleek, can't rub it off. No pencil. Trap music in the bench coupe. With the top down, no nigga, just a shih tzu. Bad bitch, she only smoke blunts with the glass tips. And she buy Chanel bags just to put her cash in. Chanel die high boots, stashed the 380. Money on her mind, she ain't thinking about no baby. Used to sing a Shanti, baby, 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 baby. Now her mood is fuck you, pay me. Used to ride the bus, now she wear a bus down. Now it's a clear port, every time she touch down. When they throwing shade, she just make a touchdown. Scoring on you hoes, she real life.
She got a home car and a home crib. I like this song because it's like some unsigned, unknown dude that's making some radio sound and shit. I hear this on radio.
Bust her hands down, baby, who the code is. She don't go deep because it ain't loaded. She don't bust a jug just to keep her loaded. Get it out the mud and I had to know that. Shorty ain't never need a nigga, never ever need a nigga for nothing. Shorty ain't never need a nigga, never ever need a nigga for nothing.
Yeah, see, this is for that. Goes to my testament of like that wave of females, like why the female hip hop game is running it right now, because they like want some fuck you nigga shit. Like, we in our own bag.
And not only that, in both ways, the positive and the negative, like you got chicks out here talking about breaking a nigga because money ain't shit, like I'm about to take all your money. And then you got people like Young M.A. that's flipping it, like, yo, I never needed a dude because I can do for myself, bro. Like,
and Rhapsody.
Oh, don't get me started about rap.
Yo, I was listening to her on the way up here. I was like, yo.
What you know? What?
Raps in it? I was vibing up here to Rap City. I gave everybody a fair shot because I knew what the topic was discussion was going to be. I'm thinking that everybody that dropped albums and dropped any music in the past 2019 to maybe waive my decision. No, and undisputedly, like, women was running hip-hop.
Cuz. Duh.
I'm giving the women
hey,
the flowers.
Hey, what's good? This your boy Bubba, a.k.a. Ciroc Jones.
I know you niggas are really mad at me too right now. Like, fuck out of here. We got this nigga.
You're the captain of your own ship, young blood. A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. That's a quote I saw on Google, though. Can't stop, won't stop. That's that fuck in me.
Listen. Shout out to Uncle Luke.
Yeah, got a long green, that's a long light, that's a sunbeam, that's a bright path in a dark world, that's a good fight for a dark girl on a surfboard in the Rocky River. Y'all poolside, we still deliver, that's a Wonder Woman. Superhero was a black man to save y'all here, we gonna save them all. And that turn of Tubman for the hate you give, still thugging.
Listen, man, we already went in on rap already. I ain't gotta do that.
You know what's crazy?
What up?
As far as albums and hip-hop that dropped in 2019, the only one that I downloaded is Chance the Rapper.
I love my wife. I love my wife. I need a wife.
The entire album, but I do got a couple songs.
Where's my wife?
I mean, he does mention his wife a lot, but besides the point, like, there's a couple songs on there that's dope. Like, I did fuck with Chance the Rapper.
I love my life.
I wasn't feeling Rick Ross. Like, that was just...
Nigga, what?
It was the same album as I felt like I heard before. On some real shit.
Rick Ross? New album?
Port of Miami 2.
Oh, hell no!
That's my unpopular opinion.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my god. Stop fucking lying.
Bubba. That album is not trash, Bubba.
I'm not giving it a second. I might give it a second chance, but as of right now, nope.
Well, then what male dropped something that you fucking with recently or overall? You can get into your overall bag, because I have some overall artists. Like, my favorite female rapper has not been active in several years.
I don't know. My favorite, well, ultimately, I always go to R&B. I love R&B. And my favorite R&B singer right now is Got Some Kid. So I'm waiting on him to drop
some music. Got Some Kid?
Yeah.
Well, Noah. R&B right now, I'm on some Sir shit.
I like Sir.
Like Black.
Six Lack. Yeah. No, I like Six Lack.
Six Lack or Black or whatever. Black,
yeah. It's another dude. His name is not coming to me right now. But he got a couple songs with her. He's dope too.
I'm not sure who you speak of, sir.
This dude V, he's actually good too. He's dope. He's getting a buzz.
He's getting a buzz. Okay, so overall, right?
Yeah.
Since you're an R&B head, who are your top three
male? Daniel Caesar is the boy. That's not the boy.
Yeah, Daniel Caesar is a good one. Who's your top three male R&B artists?
Of all time or just right now?
You could whatever you want.
Okay, so if we're gonna do all time, I'm doing Trey Songz, Chris Brown, Avon.
Trey Songz, Avon, and who?
Chris Brown.
All time?
Yeah. Those are.
So.
And then followed by
Teddy Pendergrass. No Marvin Gaye, no Al Green.
No, I listen to it, like, at a family function, but that's not what I want to listen to. Like, or if I'm in that mode, like, I can download the song, or I can search the song at that particular time. But no, I'm going to Chris Brown, no, Trey Songz, Avant, and then Music Soul Child, and Raheem Devon.
Raphael Sadiq, Maxwell, nope. D'Angelo.
Was never a big fan of
So Maxwell. You don't, like, listen to R&B?
I do, but that's not my first...
Because you just named a bunch of...
I don't like all of their pop shit, though. Like, I'm very critique of their shit. Like, there's certain songs, and I feel like Chris Brown and Trey Songz...
I am so disappointed.
I don't care. Chris Brown and Trey Songz, I feel like their mixtapes and what they do, not studio-wise, is always better. Like, the Anticipation Trey Songz mixtape, all of them, I loved it.
All right, so I have to introduce
some of my favorite songs are off of their mixtapes.
I gotta introduce my partner to somebody. God damn it. If I remember his dude's name. Because my partner's out here on crack.
I'm on my shit. And it might not mean nothing to you, but it mean everything to me.
This is Sterling Sims. This shit is so fire. And it's old as fuck. This is like 2008 vibe. Should've never looked in your eyes. Sending out a message to me.
Trying to maintain, but you keep on talking sideways, baby. I say what you want, it's bound to be on. Oh, you know what that was? I don't know nothing. This is cute. Wow. It's cool. I like it.
We ain't get to my favorite part yet. My favorite part makes me fall in love every time I hear it. I honestly thought this was a group when I first heard it, his harmony was that crazy. When I found out it was just him, I was like, oh, interesting. My favorite part's coming, then we can turn it off, y'all. If you don't like it, fuck you, song's hot. Hot like fire. God is really talking to me. I see I got you deep in your emotions. I can feel you getting closer. This is my favorite part right here, y'all. If I could, you know how many babies would be walking around off this song, my nigga? Like, listen, that's my sex playlist bag, but when you tell me those R&B artists,
I mean, I got...
You didn't have Raphael Sadiq in there. Raphael Sadiq make the best R&B song in the world. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's like the best R&B song ever. I will say his album that just came out, I don't really like. That's a separate thing.
Wasn't looking for it because I wasn't liking it. I was never big on Maxwell.
What?
I wasn't big on Maxwell. Never was. Can't stand John Legend. I love this song.
Like, exactly. Raphael Sadiq wrote the best.
I know. I don't know Raphael Sadiq, like, but this is not. If this is the song, like, I want. Like,
the first two Tony Tomato albums are fire.
I know. Yeah, if this is my anniversary. Like, I know. But
all time, you didn't say Boyz II Men?
No, I didn't. These are songs that I would... Don't get me wrong, these are all songs I love. But if you ask me my all time, those are the three people that I'm going to...
I'm scared to say what you're going to say, R&B female.
Monica. Damn. R&B women... That's different. That's harder for me. I want to do Monica, Mary. Give me away, especially I can't do that third one.
And you know who's probably not even on your mind? These guys. You probably not even over here thinking of them, just leaving them out.
Oh, we're talking about groups included?
R&B.
Oh my God, then that's totally different. Okay, so we gotta do different categories. Can we break it up then? Cause I gotta change shit around.
We trying to say battle of the sexes. Who had more of a contribution besides the business on our culture? Do you say, do you feel like you've been more influenced by females? Or do you feel like you've been more influenced by males? Me personally, I'm gonna be honest, I feel like I've been more influenced by males.
Yeah, I was about to say men.
But
because right now, next person that's coming, if we're talking about groups, I'm going with Jodeci, and then I'm going with Drew Hill. Listen, and then that's me. I love Jodeci. Like, I love that era. I think 90s music was the best music of all time.
But then you got Mary.
But I said
you got Mary. Jade.
Which one was Jade? I know Jade. It's, the song is just not coming to me right now.
Oh, God. I can't think of the name of this. SWV, of course.
We got
Tamia, Deborah Cox,
Total. I love Total. Total, TLC,
The Brat. Shit, there's a lot.
What was the argue on Michelle that? A, she,
Michelle A, but yeah, she just had a couple of joints.
Do we get Tina Marie? Is she? How do we feel about that? Because
you know, you had Groove Theory that came in as Groove Theory. Now she's Amelia Rue.
Yes. Whatever his name was, I just know his name is Brace.
I thought they used to call him Garfield.
I don't know, but I know his real name is Brace.
I mean, this is a hard debate when you think about it, when you want to throw in your personal influence.
Right.
Because, like, for me, I got different bags. Like, my R&B is my Birkin, you know? I might get in my Birkin, get drunk, and listen to a whole bunch of R&B.
I feel like No Edition, Temptations. Shit. I like the OJs. Marvin Gaye. I love me some Marvin Gaye. Luther here and there. I can do with or without Luther.
Yo, and shout out to Women Winning, because you know Gabrielle Union about to have that show on TV that nobody's gonna watch. I mean, I can't say nobody. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna probably watch.
I've never been a fan of Gabrielle Union.
She's sexy as fuck to me though.
She's very sexy, but I was never a fan of hers. Like, she's never won me over. Like, she's always like, and I saw an interview with her. Like, it was her and a bunch of other women years ago, and she was like saying like how she used to be a bitch and had to be a bitch, and like she I think Regina King or somebody checked her, where she was like, yo, like she was like, you all I heard, like the entire time you talking, like you was just dragging this other black woman. And so she was like, that's when I realized I had to change. But you play that bitch, so you can play a bitch so well. Like, you played it, I could tell you was a bitch in person.
Well,
she never won me over.
My top three male R&B of all time, it's Luther. After Luther, it'll probably be, and I hate to admit it, but it's R. Kelly. I'm not gonna lie, just because that nigga is a fucking sexual deviant, he's still the fucking GOAT. Like, he's the fucking GOAT. Now, it's disappointing that there's a lot of music I can't listen to because of it, but he's the fucking GOAT. And then after that, probably Usher. And if I wanted to go, if I was going to do top five, it'll probably be Michael Jackson, then Usher, then Chris Brown.
Like, and my mind is all over the place because I'm forgetting about Tevin Campbell.
Yeah, but Tevin Campbell got one song. One song. He got a whole bunch of albums. He got actually, hold on. Understanding. I mean, I can't, I be feeling guilty because I be like Usher, and it really should be Stevie Wonder.
I'm sorry, Uncle Steve.
But this is my favorite Michael Jackson song. See, every time I be wanting to put Michael Jackson with pop, I'm like, yo, this nigga makes R&B. He makes Chris Brown. This is These Girls Ain't Loyal from the 70s. Where do you place this song all time? Honestly, this is somewhere in my top 15, 20 songs of all time.
Top 15.
Maybe 10 if I think about it.
I'm ready.
Songs of all time?
I'm ready.
Elizabeth, they're meant. See, I feel like most classic songs are men.
No, actually.
Yeah, okay, give me a female song to compete with this one. This influential, everybody knows this shit, and it's a female. I mean, I got one that just popped into my head, but it's not a group.
Oh, mine was a group, and it was TLC.
And which is it? Creep? Because Creep would be definitely a worldwide recognizable song. Everybody knows that song. Or even their first album.
Yeah, that's
so okay.
What about your friends?
Okay, so you said what about your friends? I say Creep. Those are two songs that can battle with Poison. I'll give you that. Give me a song. Okay, so now give me a male song that can battle with Creep. Solo artist or group.
Can't think of anybody right now.
Alright, let me see what let's see. I mean, shit.
Yeah, I'll come back to R. Kelly.
We could do this. He said R. Kelly. The Barge, or I got another
see,
one.
See, but you know what's crazy? The Barge is so slept on. Like, everybody forgets that The Barge does literally everything. Like,
I don't know why they do that.
Because I forget, so I'm one of them. Like, people I'm talking about, I am one of the people that I'm talking about.
You're niggas?
Niggas, yes.
Niggas be like, fuck The Barge. I'm niggas.
But then when I hear that shit at a function, I'm like, oh shit, yes.
He say yes.
Oh. Get in the middle, start doing that electric slide and shit.
But they're both, they're male and female, so I guess it would be hard to compete that. But they're majority, they got only one girl. So I don't know if I want to give it to them. Drew Hill got some hits.
I love Drew Hill. I think that's my favorite male artist, male group of all time.
Really?
Yep. I love Drew Hill. I can sing you every song on Drew Hill album.
Which one?
Every single one.
I think that Day 26 is Drew Hill on steroids.
That was the, yeah. That was the cut.
And I kind of like them better.
Who?
Day 26. They got stronger voices. But this, Cisco got his shit off. Cisco got his shit off.
Hey, it was good. This your boy, Bubba.
I'm about to try to get Bubba to the improv for y'all. You know he like this song. I feel like Well, that's actually, you're used to watching the music video, sir. And this is actually one of the first songs they let Woody sing in public. Like, he had to say his name and everything, so you know he was singing, like, it's me, it's not Cisco this time.
I remember that. I was like, my nigga, that's sad. You know, the only one I never sang was Tico, Nico. What is his name, Nico?
Nokia?
Nokia? Is it Nokia?
Yeah.
I thought it was Nico.
Here you go. I mean, not a G-Unit concert, a Drew Hill concert. Shit. I'll go see G-Unit.
Me too.
How old were you when this came out? How old were you? Come on. Dance for me, baby.
7 or 8.
So way too hard to be getting hard. At the playground. You were at the playground getting hard.
You done did it.
First of all, RL deserves a whole filthy, disgusting trophy for writing this song. Ooh, yeah. So real. Ooh, you're dancing real close.
My favorite song on this album, though, is My Love.
I think that was everybody's favorite song. It was like what got you onto them.
It's almost like we're sexing.
Yeah, ooh, I like it. I'm just saying, your all time is trash. Your all time is trash. You need some reevaluating.
I'm sticking with it.
And I also like to say, did I give you my males? I gave you my males, my females. Ooh. All time. Shit.
Gonna
have Sade in the list. Nah, my females is probably where you're gonna be like, yo, females is trash. Cause like I probably go ahead and go with Lauryn Hill.
I love Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill is like one of my favorite albums of all time.
See, I don't be listening to that much female R&B that's not groups. I listen to more female groups than solo female artists. So, honestly, it'll probably be Beyonce, Lauryn Hill, and...
I'm not going to stunt. Like, I don't have Beyonce songs in my phone.
Yeah, you can stunt. I don't even think I got a third that I could name off the top of my head that's not in a group.
I do. I wish Kiki Wyatt wasn't so crazy.
Yeah, because she could fucking sing her ass off.
She has a beautiful fucking voice.
Yes. Kiki Wyatt can sing her blood clot ass off.
Like, if she wasn't so fucking crazy, I feel like she would have been everything. Because I even see her redition, like, Beyonce songs. Like, when she did, Love on Top. Yo, that shit.
She sings her ass off. Like, I've seen so many videos of her online that I'm just convinced that the bitch is just psycho crazy. Because why wouldn't a nigga want you? What's wrong with you, bitch?
She's fucking crazy. Like, that's why she didn't, like, when she was working with Avant, that's why she didn't break off, because she was going on trial. Like, that video with her and Avant. And her in the courtroom.
Wait, she was really going on trial?
Yes, that was real shit. She stabbed her husband up. You didn't know about that? You did not. Kiki Wyatt.
It might not mean nothing to y'all, but Kiki Wyatt out here with cases.
She was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I just know that her vagina is a baby-making dispensary.
She is, and she's fertile as the fuck.
Yeah, she just keep on popping and them little motherfuckers listen, out. That's all
no
I know.
No disrespect to you, Kiki, because I don't want you coming after me, because I don't want you stabbing me.
She ain't coming after us. She got kids.
The dice game on.
She got
that don't mean shit.
Yeah, dude, with her, yeah, she got
no,
kids
no,
and cases.
No. She don't care.
She gonna be like, open the motherfucking door.
So, yeah. What's all that shit you had to say, nigga? I ain't say nothing, sis. I don't want that stress.
Oh, yeah. I. That's what I thought.
Why the fuck you lying?
Come here, nigga. Nah, yo, deadass. I don't know nothing about her. How you feel about Uncle Luke and his little outburst?
Yeah, outburst.
Yeah, I posted it on our page.
You probably posted it between 10 p.m. and 9 a.m. this morning, where I didn't see anything.
No, yesterday afternoon.
Hold the on. I am so pissed right now. Okay. That I really want to use some profanity, but I got a lot of kids that follow me on Instagram. I've noticed these days. So all of a sudden, I'm gonna get a new green channel and somebody else.
What? Really,
you
nigga?
Me, I don't want to perform. But you know what? J-Lo and the other girl, I don't even know where she's from. Nobody from Miami.
Oh, my
we
God.
We got world-class entertainment here. I don't have thought you had sense to go and get Pitbull, Flo Rida, or Ross, or somebody, Trick Daddy, or something. Really? You gonna bring us two people, you gonna rape the town of all our money, and then you gonna bring us... We don't need the NFL. Our hotels are already filled up.
You need us. Up.
About Jay-Z having Jennifer Lopez and Shakira perform for Super Bowl halftime show.
This nigga said,
I think that's an L for the gentleman.
This nigga said, you need to invite me or you ask me?
Well, he said, nobody. I don't want to perform.
But why do you feel like you are appropriate to perform?
Well, he didn't ask to. He was just saying you didn't reach out to any of the...
But even still, why did you feel the need to... address or even insert that.
Yeah, I don't even know why he said Jay-Z has to fix it. Like, what's he supposed to do, bro?
Who cares? Because first of all, I ain't checking for who's doing it again? I don't even care who's doing the halftime performance.
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Right, I don't care. And then if it was Pitbull and Flo Rida, those are the two.
You heard?
Oh my God! I cannot stand Pitbull. I can't stand Flo Rida. They ain't even culture vultures because they like black, but or of our origin, but they're cornballs.
Yo, Pitbull is trying to get on the Super Bowl. He's like reaching out to Jennifer Lopez.
Their music sucks. Their music is corny. I was never a fan of Flo Rida. I was never a fan.
Yeah, I'm like, when he said Flo Rida, I'm like, man, what's he gonna do? Perform Get Low, dude? Get the fuck out of here.
And I don't wanna hear it. I don't.
But beyond the artist that he was naming, I'm like, okay, so first y'all was mad that Jay did the NFL deal in the first place. Now we supposed to be going and booking whoever you want to perform. Either you mad at me for doing a deal or you wanna be a part of this. How does he know that you want to fucking perform? Y'all niggas is all fucked the NFL and shit.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck about it neither way.
Oh, hell no.
It don't bother me.
It don't bother you because you don't watch football?
Not at all. You know who I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on November.
But I got to say, shout out to Luke. Luke made a lot of things possible. Luke made a lot of things possible. You seen this?
Yeah, I saw
Don't that. He look like just a regular...
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say the race, but everybody knows what Tekashi 6ix9ine ethnicity is. If you take his tattoos off, he looked like he paint. Like, Like, he's standing in front of Dunkin' Donuts and wait to get picked up so he can go paint. Dead ass.
Wow. Really, nigga? Wow. Okay.
It's just, don't eat.
All right, let's bypass that.
How do you feel about this nigga boiling his jewelry? People say that's normal to clean your jewelry by boiling it.
I don't know. That's more money than I can think about right now.
I thought that people just bought jewelry cleaner.
That's what I thought, but if that's what you got to do, then I guess I ain't trying it because I ain't got no jewelry to do it. Well,
I'm just saying, Blueface is money like, to waste. Yeah, Blueface is like borderline handicap. I wouldn't trust him boiling my jewelry, but
I don't know.
Y'all do the.
They're
weird. Research. Why don't Google you? It
and you do try to let me know.
That's that nigga's whole net worth laying on that fucking cloth. That nigga's not rich. That's fake rich.
Cause he don't even know his deal.
That nigga don't even know his lyrics. Fuck.
Blueface, baby.
Bust down, we'll bust down. Cut down.
Shut your head, man.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, it was good. This is your boy Bubba, aka Sirot Jones. You are now tuned into the Nothing Podcast.
Women are better than men. Y'all just keep on taking L's. Even though that Wu-Tang special is kind of dope, so you gotta give Wu-Tang their roses. Not only for giving us that special, but for just contributing what they've contributed to music.
Always. You know, the men always pull it down. We always have some whips. Being a pioneer.
Nah, you capping. You capping. If it wasn't for the woman, there would be no you.
I mean, because y'all gotta produce, but still.
We gotta push you out of our fucking holes.
Yay.
Fuck you mean, yay, nigga. You could die trying to birth one of y'all okay, fucking knuckleheaded ass niggas.
Tupac gave y'all roses. No.
Really? Let's get past nigga? That. Really?
Really, nigga?
Tupac?
Yup.
That nigga been dead for 24 years.
He gave out y'all roses and he broke y'all down in another song to Brenda.
Mm-hmm. Y'all already got us in athletics. Because anytime they try to make a woman version of anything, it's trash. Like, WNBA is getting better, but that shit, for the most part, is, like, trash. They don't even have female football except for that lingerie shit. And I don't even think that's supposed to be good.
I don't watch any female sports. Yeah, I watch female basketball, the college basketball. It's interesting. It's funny. Like, I don't know. I just feel like
nigga's funny? What's supposed to be funny about girls playing basketball?
It's just funny.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Really, nigga?
That's why you can't watch that fucking trash. No offense to anybody that plays it.
I mean, it's good, but it's just not like men. Like, it's funny.
That's exactly what lesbians say. I mean, heterosexual women say. What? To lesbians. I mean, it's good, it's just not like men. That's exactly what they be saying. Like, then they don't want to come over and be converted. I'm like, yo, my dick is interchangeable. The nigga that you with is
okay. Now let's okay. I got a issue with that. Like, like even to the Young M.A. album. Why do y'all keep referring to y'all like y'all dildos as y'all dick? Like, that's not. Are you wearing? Like, that's my issue. Like, y'all. It's too much. My dick.
Is this not your shirt?
Yeah.
Did you buy that shirt?
Yes.
It is a shirt, correct?
It is.
Okay, so my dick, I purchased. It is mine. My dick.
But it's not a dick.
It is a dick.
It's not real, though.
It's real to me.
Okay, so
and it makes real women bust real nuts.
But how does it pleasure you?
Because I don't want to like explain that, but it does a lot.
See,
I have methods.
Okay, because
I mean I can go get it if you if you want to turn this into Twitter After Dark.
No, I mean, we could keep it somewhat TVMA. Like, I don't want to go XXX. Hell no. But I know what my dick... I know what my dick, it does what it needs to do. And it, like,
but guess what? Then when you come, that's it. See, mine, I come, and then I could just keep on going because it's still hard.
I guess. I don't know.
And then, when you find out that the bitch was disgusting, you throw the shit away and you go buy another one.
Oh, okay.
See? If a bitch tried to give you some shit, you just fucking around and be burnt.
Yeah, look, that's why you gotta practice safe sex.
I do. By using dildos. It's, like you say, not real. You can't be rubbing vaginas with everybody.
But that, my dick shit, like, it... I guess y'all can say it's, I don't know. That, like, I felt like it was like an overuse of the, my dick. Like, no. Because you don't have a real dick. Like,
yes, she does. It's real to us.
Nah.
And like
so
I said.
So you walk around with it?
I do not do that, but they do make what they call packing straps, where they are designed to be worn like that. Those are usually popular amongst the trans community. A lot of women that are making the transition and they're going to be that a man, they usually get those to find the comfortability in it, understand what it feels like, and stuff like that. Then there's also just some studs that have identity crisis.
I don't know.
I mean, I've never been into that sort of thing because you're... fucking box is gonna smell like a new car. Like, dead ass.
Wait, what?
Yep. If you were to walk around with a dildo on all the time, like 24/7, your box is gonna have that fucking dildo smell.
I mean, what the fuck is a dildo smell?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Really,
you never smelled a dildo?
What?
Yo, bro,
what?
Alright. Fuck it. Fuck it.
What the hell?
What? You asked, I told you.
Okay. I don't know. We gotta move along, because I don't know what the hell. Smelling a dildo? No. Why am I smelling dildos? What the fuck?
Yo, you.
That dildo. What? It's lost here.
Okay.
Where's. Jesus. Kanye, where's you at? Somebody.
All I said was, it smells like dildos. Haven't you smelled a dildo? He acted like he ain't never used a dildo to violate somebody before. That's Daniel Wallace right there.
I've slapped other people with dildos before, but who the fuck is about to be out here sniffing?
What'd you say?
I've slapped other people with dildos before.
Oh, I thought you said something
else. Who the fuck is out here sniffing them? No, not me.
They have a smell. It smells like new sneakers. And when you first get them, like, you have to, like, wash them and care for them. You know, you seen how they did all Usher dirty when we posted that Fuck, Kill, Marry?
I wouldn't believe it.
Yo, didn't Usher got cleared of that, ladies? Like...
he gonna let it burn. For real.
Really, nigga?
Let it burn. He ain't make that song for nothing.
How do you feel about on the production wise? I don't know that many females that make beats. I don't think I've ever heard of that. Do you know any females that make beats? Besides Missy, like, I've heard Missy makes beats.
No. We got that. Testosterone. We got that.
I mean, fuck y'all testosterone. I hope all y'all dicks fall off.
Damn, why would you wish that?
Because y'all don't need them. All y'all do with them is get people pregnant.
Not always.
If y'all not, you're trying. And if you're not trying,
no,
you can't.
I'm not, no. Maybe sometimes you're slapping it across your face and your shit.
That's another reason why I can't be homosexual. Because the thought of getting smacked in the face with a dick
smacking you in your face and putting it in your butt. What? All your titties, all that. What?
I told you, that's Marcellus Wallace over there. Chance the Rapper is your favorite rapper.
That's not my favorite rapper. I already know my favorite rapper. I make all the same.
Yo, let's talk about Drake, because that's an L for you, gentlemen.
I don't care. I don't hold up. That's light skin. Light skins take that L.
No, he's a man, so he's taking an L for all of the men.
Alright. No. I'm just waiting for some music. I don't care about what's going on with his life. You can take that L.
So
I ain't even doing the backstory behind it. I don't care.
You said you what?
I'm not trying to figure out the backstory behind it either. He can just take that L. He got the money to make it back. They about to stream all his music again.
Well, I guess that's our deep dive into Drake's vandalism and robbery or whatever happened.
What's goody? It's your girl DJ Exclusive, aka Moef Daddy, and it might not mean nothing to you, but it means everything to me that you now rocking with the Nothing Podcast.
I feel like there's a lot of gang shit that happens around Drake that it's like a deeper, darker criminal link that a lot of people are not privy to. And when things like this happen, it just reminds us of that. Like, I want to say like maybe a year, 2 years ago, one of Drake's friends got shot the fuck up, and it was like really disgusting, and it was on tape, and no one even talks about that. There's just and then Jay Prince is like always inserting himself into his affairs where we all know what's up with him. I just feel like Drake is a part of some other shit. You ain't never heard about Drake being robbed, and we know he's a bitch ass nigga. Like, Drake is a bitch, but we ain't never heard nobody running up on him or doing nothing, so it just makes me believe that in the background there's a lot going on that we are not privy to.
Yeah, could be, but you know me, I don't, if it's not really some real tea that I can really make a speculation on, I ain't gonna care. And this really ain't too much for me to care about to really take a deep dive into. To be like, oh, what's going on?
Pause. This ain't really nothing for me to take a deep dive into. Damn, how you gonna feel like that about the...
Because that's the light skin problems.
Yo, this was light skin problems too, but I don't know.
The Eva, Marcel, and
I
Kevin
McCall.
I think
this McCall. Is an L for the fellas.
Wait, but ain't Kevin McCall the dude that was on the Chris Brown song?
Deuces.
So no, that's an L for the woman.
No, it's not.
How the fuck?
Because
that used to be America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, but none of that matters when we talking about you fucking trying to get custody of your kid and you just got arrested and you doing all the talking about the baby needs your last name and all of this shit. When you, their shit is crazy.
Yeah, but he got her.
How?
And he got her traps.
How?
Because he got a baby with her, and she's America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, that's why he keep on taking her to court, because she don't let him see the kid.
He gonna get some money off of her eventually.
No, he's really not. Her husband is like the mayor or something in Atlanta. Please.
Wait, so it's not even her kid and her husband are two different people? Didn't she just have a kid?
Yeah, with her husband.
What's going on?
Kevin McCall is trying to get custody of his kid from her.
Her husband is trying to get... Kevin McCall,
Kevin is her baby daddy. She's married.
But, so she has a kid with Kevin McCall. So she has multiple kids.
Yes.
Gotcha. I don't follow these people. I don't be caring.
Yeah, this shit is really disgusting and messy. Kevin McCall is out here looking like a crackhead again. We already seen what happened between him and Chris Brown.
Oh yeah, when the crackheads get beef.
Really, nigga?
That was such a good one. When crackheads unite, start arguing over who gets the crack first.
Yeah, for real.
said, Bubba has to pee. Well, Bubba has to pee, and I don't really have much for you right now. Wait, did anything happen that you wanted to discuss?
Not really. Not this week.
I can say this, though. I think it's safe to say that we can agree that it's hard to decide in the battle of the sexes who have more influence on our culture besides women. I mean, between men and women. It's hard for me, but I go with men because most of the most influential songs in my life, they were created by men. But I will say, competition-wise, if we want to go nitpick and song for song, you could easily say, well, this song was by a dude and this song was by a woman. And you can probably do that for hours.
Yeah, you could. But where my thought is right now, overall, men gonna take that out of that W, because I'm a man, of course. So we're gonna take that.
Burly,
fuck out of here, always. We got that win. But I'm about to say right now, women taking that reign.
So what you're saying right now, when it comes to the music and the culture, that it's women are the ones that are carrying the influence for the moment.
Right. For the moment, like I said at the beginning of the pod, I'm giving y'all queens y'all flowers. Y'all winning.
Well, thank you, Big Daddy.
You're welcome, baby.
He ain't never been called Big Daddy in his life with his damn dad hat on.
Listen. Let me put my some of the boots on and I'll show you some things. You don't know. But anything else?
I'm hungry.
Me too.
Well, we'll be back. And if we're not back, that's just because we don't feel like coming back. But if your mother likes you, then that means I like her too. Shout out to everybody that likes me. I like you back.
Right. And guess fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me that if they had a dick, that they would like to get their dick sucked with condoms on it. I need y'all to get in the comments and let me know if that's like stupid as fuck.
What?
To get your dick sucked with a condom on it.
Yes. I don't. But that's a safe way to be. And you should be getting your, if you're getting your dick sucked by random people or strangers, yes. Definitely. But it does not feel the same.
So it's like not worth it. You just don't do it no more.
I wouldn't recommend getting your dick sucked with condom. But ultimately, I know who's sucking on my dick, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna leave that in the comments, and I want to see what people say about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this? Should you be getting your dick sucked with a condom or not?
And then also let us know what you think about the bottle of the sexes we about to get up out of here.
Yep, I'm hungry.
And I'm fat.
And, yeah, that's it. So, see y'all next week.
Yep.
Deuces.